This podcast is part of the Erotica Podcast Network, which includes the Erotica Podcast, Erotica Sci-Fi and Fantasy, Erotica Loving Wives, the Spotify podcast Erotica Taboo, and the E.P. and Non-Erotic Podcast. Both the Erotica Podcast and the Erotica Taboo Podcast offer $2 subscriptions with bonus episodes. Links for everything are in the podcast description. This podcast contains mature content and is intended for an adult audience only. It contains explicit words, thoughts, and ideas. The content of all stories is fiction with any similarities to real people or events being purely coincidental. This podcast is not intended for anything but entertainment of the listener, and if you do not agree with the themes listed in the tags, please do not listen to the story. All characters engaging in sexual relationships or activities are 18 years old or older. This story was found on a free website and brought to audio form here. I did not write and take no credit for this story. Please visit the link in the comments to further support this author. The Dog Park by Dinsmore. They had walked their respective pups together at the local dog park at least 5 days a week at the same time for almost a month. The pups all got along well, and pleasant company made the time fly. There weren't many people who frequented the park with whom he socialized. Some had dogs that his canines didn't get along with. Others were overly controlling owners who seemed bound and determined to make the visit to the park unpleasant for their own dogs and the other humans. Some were just stupid, boring people. He would wave or nod his head to those, make some pretense of adjusting the volume on his iPod, and alter his path to avoid them. She was several years his junior, married to a successful businessman. They had 2 children in their late teens who were attending college. He was also married to a woman some years his junior who still enjoyed the daily combat of corporate life, which he himself had been beaten down by and abandoned several years earlier. His children were long since grown and pursuing their own destinies. There was nothing remotely flirtatious or inappropriate in their conversations, certainly not over the first couple of weeks. She was plain of face but certainly not unattractive. Unlike the majority of the regular dog park visitors, she was neither obese nor gay. Their conversations had become deeper as time went on. They were both bright and well-educated with dry senses of humor. At first, they cautiously avoided discussing politics, religion, personal issues, spouses beyond the cursory, and sex. It had been an event during the first week, as she had been washing one of her 2 dogs in the free wash area, that had changed everything from his perspective. During the chilly fall days, she always had worn at long parka. She had removed it to rinse off her pups. He instantly noticed how well put together she was, with long legs, a trim waist, and a well-sculpted upper torso. He recalled that she had mentioned a regular fitness regimen. She had bent over from the waist with her back toward him, and his aging but still quite serviceable cock stirred in his jeans. The woman had a textbook perfect butt. It was round, firm, and symmetrical, and straining against the soft cotton sweats she always wore. With no hint of a panty line, the fabric clung to the perfect crease of her rump. It excited him as nothing had in a very long time. He averted his eyes just in time to avoid being detected. They were both happily married and had been for at least 2 decades. He certainly knew that he couldn't imagine being married to anyone else. His sex life was okay but had become less frequent as the years had passed than he would have liked. His wife was far from adventurous, and perhaps their couplings had taken on a very familiar pattern. Still, he dearly loved his wife and enjoyed the time they spent together, more so with each passing year. Following that day, he could not get the vision of his dog park companion's perfect posterior out of his mind. He saw it as he drifted off to sleep and on first awakening. He even saw it in his mind while fucking his wife during their predictable every other Sunday engagement. He found no need to view internet porn when he jerked off each morning after his wife left the house. The vision of that perfect ass instantly made him very hard. From that day forward, he became more attuned to her every word and action. She was not remotely an unhappy person, never complained, and was certainly not a winner. He hated whiners and victims. He was not one to even consider making a pass at her. In point of fact, she had not provided any sort of opening or flirtation that might have given him the courage to pursue his goal. He had a goal, that was for sure. He wanted that ass more than he could ever remember wanting anything: to caress it, adore it with his mouth, to fuck it. Yes, he wanted to fuck it. His wife had never been comfortable with even the slightest attention to her rear. There had been a brief period with another woman prior to his marriage, a distant albeit vivid memory. She had stumbled once on a protruding root hidden by the fall leaves. He had caught her by the shoulders to prevent her fall, and, off balance, she had fallen back against him, and that perfect ass has very briefly pressed against his groin. The more obsessed he had become with that perfect ass, the more often he was at least semi-erect when they walked together. Denim had become uncomfortable, so he had followed her lead and switched to loose-fitting sweats. She could not have missed his hardness. His mind played games with him. He swore she had held that perfect ass against his stirring cock longer than needed to regain her balance, but of course it had been just wishful thinking. Still, after that incident, it seemed as if something has changed. She found excuses to touch him, perhaps warn him of a low branch, remove a burr from his jacket, brush an unseen insect from his hair, or grab his hand or arm when she wanted to make a point. They would bump into each other while walking. Gradually, he became more comfortable touching her arm or shoulder. As the end of the 3rd week approached, she had hugged him platonically while thanking him for making her daily visits to the park fly by so quickly. Initially, her visits had lasted a scant 30 minutes. That had stretched to an hour and quickly reached the 2-hour mark. On the 3-week anniversary of their meeting, she had suggested that the 2 couples meet at a nearby Mexican restaurant for dinner that very evening. He had called his wife's office on the spot, and she had agreed, seemingly excited to meet a new couple. She and his wife were virtually the same age and got along famously. He and her husband were less than a year apart in age and also hit it off. His wife and her husband had some common business interests and contacts, and quickly found common ground. The dinner was fun and a success as far as all four of them were concerned, and they pledged to get together again in the future. Since his wife was not usually the jealous type and was unquestionably prettier than his new friend, he got no sense that she was threatened by their dog park relationship. She even seemed pleased that he had found someone nice to walk with on his daily park visits. On the first day of the fourth week of their relationship, the topic turned to their respective spouse's work. Does Amy have to travel much in her current position? Unfortunately, yes, far more so than in her last one. Half of her people are on the West Coast, so she is out there for 3 days every 2 or 3 weeks. Then there's the occasional meeting, customer visit, or whatever, so on average she is out overnight 1 or 2 days a week at least. How about Roger? Pretty much the same. There have been some cutbacks, so he is having to take the trips that some of his subordinates used to take. There's a big project in the Southwest, so he's out there every 2 or 3 weeks. A day later. You told me once how much the two of you hated subdivisions and that when you moved here you guys wanted to be close to Amy's work but on your own, so to speak. We found a perfect house, barely a year old. The folks who built it had some health issues and had to sell 10 minutes to work for Amy, but on 3.5 acres with no neighbors visible in any direction, can't even see it from the road. I can't say we even know our neighbors, we're not social. Where is it from here? Less than 5 minutes due north. I know you told me where you live but I forgot. Unfortunately, in one of those trophy house on top of trophy house subdivisions, and far more house than we want or need. We don't really know our neighbors but can't avoid seeing them every time we walk out the door. Most of our neighbors are younger than we are and there's not much in common. At the time we bought it, there were tax reasons for buying far more house than we needed, and then the kids were still at home. It's not more than 5 minutes that way south. Ever want to move? Funny that you should say that. Roger is probably going to hang it up in the next 5 years. We like this area more than any place we've lived and are pretty sure we'll retire here. We've actually looked around for someplace like yours with a few acres, trees, no close neighbors. Are you serious? Our newest neighbors, the only ones we know at all, we share the woods at the back of our respective properties, built a brand new house barely 6 months ago thinking they were going to stay for a few years. His company got bought, and he has to move quickly. They're getting everything straightened up to list it, but I don't think they have done so yet. You guys should check it out. The new company is making it very worth his while to take the move, so I sense that they are anxious to get it sold quickly. I'd like to see it. How many acres? 3.5 to 4, just like ours. I fenced ours, they never got around to it. So if we bought the property next to yours, we could have our own private dog park? I put a gate in the back fence, so sure, if you fence yours, we'd have more area combined in this park and wouldn't have to share it with the obnoxious ones. A day later. Can you recommend a good place for doggy daycare? I hate to leave my dogs anywhere, but I've got a doctor's appointment day after tomorrow. Roger is out of town until Friday afternoon, and nothing serious, I hope. Probably not. But there may be a need for some minor surgery, and while it won't involve an overnight hospital stay, I could end up having to stay longer than I'm comfortable leaving these two alone at home. Our dogs get along perfectly. I'll be glad to take them. Are you sure? I wouldn't feel comfortable asking you to, oh please, Missy. They'll have a ball together, fight over some toys in the yard, and ultimately all end up crashed on the king-size bed. Amy's on the West Coast until Friday. I'm retired, remember? It's not like I have any place to be. If you're sure, I'm sure. By the way, here's the number for our neighbors. They don't have a house phone, just cells. Come to think of it, either do we. Follow me home when we leave the park so you'll know how to get there. I'm up by 6 every day. Okay, you convince me. My appointment is at 8, so I need to drop them off around 7? Not a problem. That afternoon he had cleaned the house better than he normally did. The next morning she had been running a few minutes late, so they had met in the driveway and ushered her pups through the gate into the backyard. She had hugged him again. Longer, closer, she had called his cell less than 2 hours later, indicating that she was en route. This time he had elected to meet her at the front door. She seemed even more cheerful than usual, even giddy. She removed her coat and was also wearing a skirt and blouse. He had never seen her legs before. They were stunning. The hug was definitely longer and tighter. You seem quite full of yourself. He had chided as he escorted her into the spacious family room. She grew serious. I had some tests about 6 weeks ago, female stuff. At my age you start taking these things very seriously. They gave me medication. If the medication had the desired effect, no surgery would be needed, and rather than having anything really wrong, I essentially had nothing more serious than a mineral deficiency. The test today gave me a clean bill of health, fit as a fiddle as they say. That's good to hear. I may pass on the dog park today. Why don't you give me the Grand Tour property first, then the house? You got it. The pups all followed them faithfully down the path to the back of the property. They walked through the wood on the adjoining property in view of the neighbor's home. It's beautiful. I think I'll call them today. I couldn't concentrate on anything else until I got through this doctor visit this morning. He gave each of the dogs a fresh bone as soon as they got back to the house. He knew that there would be perhaps a half an hour of frenzied chewing followed by complete exhaustion as the dogs drifted off into a stupor after their marrow fix. He began the tour in the finished basement, ending it on the second story in what had been intended as a loft of sorts, which he had converted to an office which he never used. Thanks to the inclusion of a futon, it could serve as a guest room if the need arose. It had been while following her up the stairs that he had gotten his first view of her naked but, evidently barely protected by thong underwear under a surprisingly short skirt. By the time he reached the landing, his cock was rock hard, and in his loose-fitting attire it was impossible to conceal. Fortunately, she was in front of him as he described each room, ending in the loft. She tested the mattress on the futon, commenting on its firmness, and plopped down. He quickly joined her, as much to hide his raging boner as anything else. "Do you and Amy ever sneak up here for a little?" She was flirting now, of that he was positive. She had obviously unbuttoned the top two button on her blouse. Her short skirt was hiked up, revealing an expanse of well-toned thigh. "I wish. Unfortunately, with the long hours she works, we don't seem to fuck often enough." Her use of the word fuck completed the total engorgement of his now painfully erect organ. She uncrossed her legs and tucked them under her. The skirt worked its way even higher. As she nonchalantly spread her knees, he realized that she was not wearing a thong, as he fought to avoid staring at her neatly trimmed blonde muff. "I know that feeling. The frequency is bad enough, but the sameness, the lack of adventure. There are things I've never done, want to try, you know, get nasty, play, toys, role play, games, sexual games. How about you too?" Amy's not into anything remotely off the beaten path. Roger is pretty provincial in the bedroom. "Look, Jack, the ball is in your court now. I've taken this seduction about as far as I can, short of grabbing your cock. If you don't want to take it to the hoop, I won't be offended. We'll forget it ever happened and stay friends. I've never done anything like this before, this brazen, slutty. I've never cheated on Roger, and I don't believe you've ever cheated on Amy. We both love our respective spouses and have too much to lose to fuck it up, but right this second I'm thinking with my pussy, and I sure as hell hope you're thinking with that impressive cock trying to get out of you sweats. Show me your pussy, Missy. Show me how you make yourself come." Missy rose quickly, zipped out of the skirt, knelt on the futon, and let her fingers drop to her slit. "Show me that cock, Jack. Big hard cock. Stroke it for me, baby." Jack needed no further encouragement, quickly losing his sweats and grabbing his cock. "Jack, I need to talk. We need to talk. Roger isn't into that. The talk gets me off. Tell me what you want to do with that cock. What you want me to do with that cock. Keep it nasty, slutty. Talk dirty to me, Jack. Are you a good little cock sucker, Missy? I'm a little out of practice, not Roger's favorite activity then again in my youth eye. Do you want me to suck your fat cock, Jack? Do you want to fuck my mouth? Make me your little mouth whore?" Jack answered by rising to his knees and presenting his rock-hard organ an inch from her lips. Removing her blouse, she grinned up at him. "Fuck my mouth, Jack. Make me take that big cock in my throat. Treat my mouth like a fucking cunt. Make me open that pretty mouth, you sweet little whore. Take it, take it all." Missy began to whimper as her hands worked furiously between her legs and more of Jack's big cock entered her mouth. She nodded as he began a slow, steady, deep stroke. To his disappointment, she removed her mouth after a short interval as her orgasm overcame her. "Sorry about that. Didn't want to hurt you when I came. God, did I come? Where were we?" She quickly found his cock again with her mouth. After a few thrusts, he decided to let her just blow him, which seemed to be exactly what she had in mind. It was as if they were communicating on a subconscious level. She sensed the changes in his breathing, accelerating her movements. In less than a minute, he came with a growl, bathing her throat with his salty essence. She whimpered as she worked to swallow every drop. As she released his cock from her mouth and grinned up at him, he bent down and kissed her. His fingers found her slimy hole and began to explore. He needed to taste that hot little pussy. Moving to the floor, he spread her knees and found the succulent treat he had hoped for. "That's it, baby, right there. Lick that hot little pussy, make this bitch come again. It's tight, Jack, really tight, 2 C-sections and lots of special exercises. My ass is even tighter, I know. I play with my ass all the time, stick toys in there, it's cherry, Jack. Never had a cock in my ass, Jack. Always wanted one. Are you an anal freak, Jack? You can't keep your eyes off my ass at the dog park. I do have a great ass, don't I, Jack? Tell me you want to fuck me up the ass, Jack. Oh, fuck. Yes, don't stop, oh, fuck." While Jack and Amy never fucked in the loft, he often jerked off there. He knew what he needed was in the drawer to the right of the futon. In addition to the viscous lube he knew he would need, there was something else in the drawer that he had forgotten about. A box with two devices, one a modest diameter vibrator, the other a T-handled affair intended for male prostate stimulation. Neither were for use with Amy. She preferred the magic wand and wouldn't have thought about probing his ass with anything. He had purchased them over the internet to experiment with his own need for anal stimulation. He realized there was something else he needed. A drink of water and one of the teardrop-shaped pills. In the fridge. Both were in the small office refrigerator next to the glass desk. That he dashed to the fridge, grabbed two bottles of mineral water, opened one, found the foil package of pills and downed one, then returned to the futon and handed Missy the other bottle. She murmured a thank you. "Talk to me, Jack. Your cock is almost hard again. What are you going to do with that cock, Jack? Roll over, on your knees, Missy. Show me that perfect ass of yours." She did so without question. His hands began to roam freely over her firm globes. "You were right, Missy. I've wanted to fondle and fuck your gorgeous ass since that first day you bent over in the wash area. But first, I need to taste it. Oh my God, yes. Oh Jesus. I've always wanted someone to do this to me. I was afraid to even suggest it. Might gross you out. Lick it, baby. Force that tongue inside me. And you want me to do that to you, don't you, Jack? You want my tongue in your ass, don't you?" "Yes," he croaked. "And more than my tongue, right, Jack? My finger? A toy? Do you want me to fuck you up the ass like you're going to fuck me? You don't have a strap-on?" "No. But there's always FedEx. For another day." But today, you're getting your ass fucked. That's what you want, isn't it? Hell yes. And you know you want my ass. Have to have it. Fuck it, Jack. Fuck that ass you've been dreaming about. Make me your little anal bitch. He carefully began working the lube into her anus with a finger, then two. She cooed appreciatively. Grabbing the small vibrator and turning it on low, he touched it to her labia, then worked it down toward her clit. Go ahead, Jack, put that bad boy in my pussy. I like it inside me. Yeah, that's right. I exercise those muscles. I can hold it inside me. He was rock hard sooner than he expected. Slathering the lubricant liberally on his cock, he moved forward to test her virgin opening. Is this where you want it, baby? You need some cock in that tight little asshole? Do me dirty, baby. Go slow. Let me get used to it. Whoa. That's big. Okay, feed me some more cock, lover. Slide that monster in me. That's right, slow. Oh, fuck. Okay, don't move. I need to get used to it. Oh, God. I'm so full of your cock. Okay, that's good. Fuck me now. Slow, deep. Oh, yeah, pinch those titties. Oh, Christ. All these years and I've never had a cock in my tail. Didn't know what I was missing. He slapped her butt cheeks playfully. Harder. Slap me harder. No marks, please. That is amazing. Is my ass tight enough for you, Jack? Is your little ass whore hot enough for you? Oh, fuck. Jesus. The combination of the first anal sex he had enjoyed in 2 decades, the nasty talk and the vibrator buzzing through her cunt walls, made him realize that he would come sooner rather than later. He tried to focus, but when she came and her well-toned muscles grabbed and released his cock in spasms, he knew he had to unload. I'm going to come, baby. Fill your ass with my load. Yes. I want to feel you come in my ass. Please, baby. Come for me. Come now. Jack couldn't have refused her request if he had wanted to. Missy rolled over carefully, cupping hand over her asshole, kissed him quickly and scampered toward the bathroom. As soon as he heard the toilet flush, he joined her. As she cleaned herself at the sink, he raised the toilet seat and took a piss. Out of the corner of his eye, he caught her watching him. I can't remember the last time I was in a bathroom watching a man pee. God, it's so primal, the way you are standing, as if you're marking your territory. When I was a kid, there was this neighbor girl. We used to fool around, mostly, you show me yours and I'll show you mine. We never actually did it. One time we were walking out in the woods and she had to take a leak. She told me to turn around, not look, but I think she knew I would, wanted me to, and I did. I couldn't see her pussy clearly, but the idea, the image of her, she'd removed her shorts and panties. I could hear her stream splashing against the leaves. Her ass was fully exposed to me. She stood up and just for an instant I saw her cunt from the back. I turned around just before she did, but she knew. You never fucked her? No. As we got older we drifted apart, hung with a different crowd. But that image hung with me for a very long time, still does. Roger and I have separate bathrooms. He's a little shy in that way. He's put on a few pounds, perhaps he's sensitive about that. Hell, I can't even entice him to join me in the shower. If I walked into the bathroom when Amy was peeing, she would quickly close the door to the water closet. We did it in the shower when we were first married a few times and I know she enjoyed it. She's a size 4 or 6 who thinks she should be a size 2 again. I still love to see her naked. She still turns me on. Do you think she looks fat? Not remotely. By today's standard, she's almost skinny. She's got a great ass. From what I've learned about you, that's no surprise. You two seem perfect for each other. You appear to really be good friends. We are. I miss her when she's away, more each year. And I could say exactly the same things about you and Roger. Which begs the question, what just happened here? I've never before cheated on Amy. I've been tempted a few times, but always turned away before anything happened. And yes, I feel guilty, but not guilty enough not to want to fuck you again as soon as I'm hard, which shouldn't take more than another 20 minutes, give or take. She came to him, kissed him, and put her arms around him. She spoke one word. Mortality. Come again? We're not getting any younger, Jack, no matter how much we both work to slow the aging process. For the record, this is all me and all natural and I work hard to keep it firm. 6 weeks ago, I got a real scare. It turned out to be nothing, but what about the next time? I've always had a decent body, but let's face it, I'm pretty ordinary from the neck up. I stopped ovulating a couple of years ago, more of a whimper than a bang. It's a relief not to have to worry about getting pregnant. I love Roger to death, but since my eggs stopped dropping, I've been one continuously horny bitch. Why me? God, you are seductive and don't even realize it. Or maybe you do. You treated me like just another dog lover. You were very easy to be with. The fact that sex, or traditional male/female roles, never entered our conversations was like an aphrodisiac. You're smart. Smart is sexy. You're funny. Funny is sexy. You're safe. You don't want to lose what you have at home any more than I do. You're also still very cute, and the gray hairs add rather than detract. If I had gotten any sense that you and Amy weren't a happy couple, it wouldn't have happened. But that first time you checked out my ass at the park, I caught it out of the corner of my eye. And I wanted you to look at my ass. Hell, I stayed bent over long enough to give myself a sore back. I'm sure you're not the first guy that checked out my ass, but you were the first guy who I wanted to have checking me out from the rear. You didn't miss the fact that I flirted after that, found excuses to touch you. Roger and I used to go hiking with the kids. I'm as sure-footed as anyone in the woods. That day you caught me as I started to fall, and if you hadn't, I assure you I wouldn't have fallen. I wanted to feel your cock against my ass. Do you know how exciting it is for a woman my age to know that she's giving a guy an erection without even trying? It took me some time to get up my nerve. Without a wealth of experience in seduction, I wasn't even sure how. And suppose I had read you wrong? Come on to you and been rejected? When I left that doctor's office with a clean bill of health, I decided it was now or never and fuck the consequences. So, you tell your side, how did little old me get in your pants? You are smart, funny, great with your dogs, easy to be with. It grew from a welcome relief to have someone who wasn't nuts to talk to at the park to being the high point of my day. I never thought we'd fuck. I thought we'd be good friends. The fact that our spouses got along just made it better, safer? Then that fabulous ass of yours came into the equation, but even then I assumed it wasn't going to lead to what we just did. If you hadn't made the first move, I'm pretty sure I would have eventually, as terrified as I was that if I did something inappropriate, you'd never come back to the park. You also hit the mortality nail right on the head. I like to fuck. I like to fuck more often and in different ways than Amy does, and I'm tired of jerking off 3 times a day to internet porn. I want a real blow job, a real tight, willing ass and a real hot nasty pussy and, you're hard again. Are you taking something? Sure, the weekend stuff. When I got the water from the fridge. Hell, it's probably just kicking in now. I don't really need it, but just in case this was a one-time fantasy, I wanted to get the most out of it. How about a shower? Great idea. Big shower for a guest room. The previous owners had a disabled parent living with them. Wheelchair accessible with safety rails. After you. You're such a gentleman. And I love to watch your ass move. Pervert. Oh, you have no idea. After we get all squeaky clean, I need it in my pussy. Standing up, from behind, hard and nasty. My specialty. That'll be 3 times in 1 day for you. Any side effects from the meds? Sometimes it takes a long time to get off the 3rd time. Is there any place you need to be for the rest of the day, or night? Nope. Although the dogs are going to need a trip to the park. You. I'm free. Didn't you tell me the park was empty between 2 and 3? That's right. Maybe we'll have time to peruse the Blowfish catalog. They have high quality toys and you did, perhaps in a moment of passion, promise me, next day delivery. Exactly. The end. This podcast is part of the Erotica Podcast Network. Please visit our other podcasts, their links are in the description of this episode. Both the Erotica Podcast and the Erotica Taboo Podcast offer $2 subscriptions with bonus episodes.